Joined today with the Chief of Police for the City of Marshalltown, Mike Tupper. I want to talk about some of these events that are coming up with the Marshalltown Police Department. It's kind of a busy week for you guys these next couple of weeks. We'll start next week right off the bat here. 9/11, you guys are having a little bit of a ceremony going on.
Yeah, we're partnering with the Fire Department and the American Legion VFW Combined Honor Guard, and we're going to hold a 9/11 memorial service in front of the police fire building at 7:30 a.m. on September 11th. It's going to be a relatively brief service. We should be done by 8:10. It's a worthwhile opportunity, though, to remember what occurred on September 11th. It's hard to believe it's been so many years now, 23 years ago. But all of us that were around then remember where we were at. So we're going to take some time to remember what happened and honor the people that lost their lives.
Yeah, I was in third grade 23 years ago, and I remember that day vividly of being told about it, getting out of school early, and then watching the news as a third and sixth grader. My older brother, we watched news all afternoon, which was very weird for us. But it was really the first responders. It's you guys, police and fire, that led the fight there and going into the buildings, making it happen. I mean, think about that. We're not necessarily running into buildings like that in New York City, but you guys are the first response here. I mean, it's a time to reflect for you guys as well.
Yeah, and first responders every day across this country perform heroic acts and put their lives on the line. And certainly on September 11th, 2001, there were great examples of that. But I think it's such a momentous event in our nation's history that it's important that we continue to remember and reflect upon what happened that day. And I think it might be a good reminder for all of us to remember how united we were as a country after 9/11, and maybe we can be again.
Yeah, so that ceremony is coming up at 7:30 Wednesday, September 11th. The very next day, you guys are having a panel discussion, United Against Hate. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we're partnering with the U.S. Attorney's Office from the Southern District of Iowa and the Marshall County Attorney's Office, and we're going to have a panel discussion about hate crimes and what we can do as a community to prevent hate crimes from occurring and address them when they do occur, and bring some awareness information to the topic of hate crimes. Hate crimes are somewhat of a complex issue, and people don't always understand what they are and what they aren't. It's a very difficult crime to investigate and prove, and so you don't see a lot of hate crime charges, although anytime something bad happens, you know, people automatically say, well, that's a hate crime and we need to file hate crime charges. So we want to make sure that people are aware of what the federal and state statutes are related to hate crimes. And we also want to have a discussion about what we can do as a community to prevent hate crime.
Yeah, so that's a panel discussion. Can people come in and bring questions to ask?
Yes.
That's how it is going to work?
Yeah, and so it's at the library from on the 12th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And yes, you can come with questions or you can just come to learn. So we have a great panel set up, and I think it's going to be a very educational opportunity.
Awesome. So that's coming up on September 12th from 1 to 2:30 at the library. And then this other event we've got coming up a little bit later on the 19th, we're having coffee with a co-responder at the Tremont. So tell me about this a little bit.
Yeah. So, everybody's familiar with Coffee with a Cop. So we're going to do something similar, but with a little bit of a twist, and it's going to be coffee with the co-responder at the Tremont, September 19th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Present will be members of our Marshalltown Police and Community team, so IMPACT. So you'll get to meet our social workers, and you'll get to meet some of the police officers that work with that team.
Yeah, if you haven't had a chance, I think David Hicks with YSS always calls them the advocates for them. They're the people that are working with the police officers. And I think a few years into this program, we hear it's almost 100%. You know, you guys love every part of it with the police department.
The police department loves this program. It's hard to believe it, but it's been in existence almost 4 years now, Zach. So we're running out of funding. That's one thing I want to talk about frequently with the community. We're running out of funding. We have enough funding to last about 18 more months. So this will be a good opportunity for people to come out and learn more about IMPACT and what we do and what we don't do and why it's important. And we can have that funding discussion.
Yeah, and I know you're not the one that are answering the phone calls from 911, but you guys get phone calls from a wide variety. People probably wouldn't believe some of the things that people call about. This is really helping some of those kind of obscure phone calls and getting them the help that they need, right?
Yeah, we get a ton of phone calls from people that are looking for social service needs, crisis needs, and certainly police officers are trained to respond to some of those concerns, but they're not as well trained as a community advocate or a social worker might be. So this program has been great for us. We believe it's diverting people from the criminal justice system. We believe it's diverting people from tying up bed space in the ER for mental health concerns. We believe it's enhancing public safety in our community. So the police department is fully supportive. I think the community has been fully supportive. The city council has been a great partner in this effort as well. We want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to talk to the people that work on the impact team and can learn about their job and what they do and why it's important.
Yeah, so the impact program, it's not quite 24/7 yet. Mm-hmm. So not only do you need the funding to keep going beyond the 18 months, but we'd like to see this 24/7, right?
We would. So we have to add staff to be able to do that. Right now we have two community advocates, and we're able to cover 10 to 12 hours a day, Monday through Saturday. But there's a need, certainly, for 7 days a week, and there's a need for probably at least 16 to 20 hours a day. So I don't know if we'll ever get to 24/7 coverage. Our police officers would like to see that, but that is we're trying to. The goal is to ultimately expand the service.
You had some officers, and David and some of the advocates went to a co-responder conference, and some of them were 8 to 5. You guys picked 2 to 10. Do you feel that you have kind of the right time frame for the limited resources we have?
Yeah, these challenges that our impact team faces every day, these are not banker hours challenges. These are not Monday through Friday 8 to 5 type jobs. So I think we've hit the sweet spot in terms of the hours we need to cover, but there is a need to expand those hours. So ultimately that's the goal, but we just want to keep this program running too. And so again, we're running out of funding, and we have to solve that problem just to keep what we have.
Yeah. So learn about who our advocates, our social workers are that are going out into the field with coffee with a co-responder coming up September 19th at the Tremont Grill. Do we say what time that starts?
It starts at 7 a.m. and we'll go until 9 a.m.
All right. We also have the 9/11 memorial ceremony happening at 7 a.m. at the police and fire.
7:30 a.m.
At 7:30, mm-hmm. Excuse me, at the police and fire station on Wednesday, September 11th. And then on September 12th at the library from 1 to 2:30 will be that panel discussion, United Against Hate, talking about hate crimes. Chief Tupper, I appreciate you stopping by and letting us know about these events.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate your time.